Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am your host, Dr. Pat Basile. For many of you that are just tuning in for the first time, we have got an incredible show for you tonight. And I am going to do something I've never done before. I want to make sure you have the call-in information, because we're going to be taking your calls so you can connect with my guests throughout the hour tonight. This is going to be such an important show for all of us that I don't want anyone to miss out. We've got all of the phone lines waiting for you. We'll make sure we put you in queue, but here is the toll-free number, and you're going to want to write this down, 888-815-9756. That is toll-free for this show, 888-815-9756. Now, why is that so important? Well, I'll tell you why. Tonight, we've got the empowerment psychic medium, Linda Dickinson, joining us here for the show, because we're taking on the power of forgiveness. And not the potential of it, not the meaning of it, not the what if, you know, why you should or shouldn't, but the power of forgiveness. Forgiving is the forgiver, and we're going to hear what Linda Dickinson has to say about that. But more importantly, why is it you might want to connect with this empowerment psychic medium tonight? Well, because there's certain things we're going to talk about, certain things that all of us take a look at and we get to let go of. And so tonight, she's here to help us and help us all get to that place where we understand the power of forgiveness. Now, Linda, for many of you that don't know who she is, has a gift that she's had for a really long time. And once you've heard how Linda works with you, once you call in, and what it means to have a reading from this incredible psychic medium, then you'll get a sense of how absolutely accurate she is and what it is she does that has given her this title, the Empowerment Psychic Medium. Not just the psychic medium, but the Empowerment Psychic Medium. We're going to talk about what that means. She's joining me here tonight. We're taking on the power of forgiveness. And more importantly, we are here to do readings with you, to take your calls, and to get some guidance, answers, and empowerment juices flowing in your life. Linda, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Good evening. I'm so happy to be here with everyone.
I want to ask you why people refer to you as the Empowerment Psychic Medium, because that's a very special title. And, you know, we hear about psychics, we hear about mediums, but, you know, very few people, if any, have been called by your clients and the folks that come to you, the Empowerment Psychic Medium. Could you take a minute and just share what sets you apart?
Sure. Well, first of all, I believe there are many good psychics out there, those who are absolutely able to genuinely tap into the energy that you are and tell you what's coming next in your life. And the difference between me and many of them is that I can tell you where you're headed, but I can also teach you how to change anything that's coming up in your life, because nothing, absolutely nothing, is etched in stone, and anything can be changed by shifting your perception or thoughts of it. And so my mission really is to teach people how to create their own lives and how to create what's coming next in their lives, not just answering questions. Although I'm happy to answer questions, let's kick it up a notch and give people the power of how to live their life.
Kick it up a notch. We already have people waiting to talk to you here on the show. I just got like a message. But before we take our call, we've got Jay calling in. Before we connect with Jay, I would like for you to talk a little bit about the power of forgiveness and why this has become an important topic for you right now.
Well, forgiveness really benefits the forgiver. And what I mean by that is, often people say, or they think, oh, I'm not going to forgive that person. And my response is always, it's not about confronting the other person and forgiving them, or it's not about confronting the other person and asking for forgiveness. It's about you forgiving you. When you release the thoughts of resentment and anger and blame and guilt from your own inner world, from your own inner body, your health gets better, you're more clear-minded, you're much more emotionally stable, and life starts to get really sweet. So it's about taking control of your life by forgiving others or accepting your own forgiveness. And it's an internal thing done only by you, not by confronting anybody ever.
Well, I think we're going to have to go to the phones and talk about forgiveness as we're talking with the callers, because I got to tell you, the lines are off the hook. And let's make sure we give folks a chance. Apparently, we're talking about something that's so near and dear to people's hearts, Linda. I would love to go to Jay and bring him on, and let's have a conversation with him. Jay, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Pat, it's great to talk to you again. And Linda.
Jay, where have you been? I miss you.
I know, I've been hiding, but I've been very, very busy too.
I'm so glad you called in. This is one of your favorite topics, isn't it?
Yeah, I was actually scanning the Dr. Pat website and go like, forgive this. I guess I'll phone in and just talk, because this is a lovely subject to talk about around this season. So
yeah, and honestly, I don't think have ever interacted or have met Linda Dickinson, because you're going to be amazed by what she has to say. Linda, I want to introduce you to Jay. Jay has been a listener of the Dr. Pat show since early on, since actually I think one of the first shows we've ever done. And forgiveness is a topic that he's very passionate about. So let me connect the both of you. Linda, Jay, I'm glad to have you meet each other.
Well, hello, Jay. I'm so glad that you've called in. Do you have a specific question for me that I can answer for you?
Sure. Regarding forgiveness, usually I when I talk about forgiveness and say when people talk that they're forgiven, they're talking forgiveness from the head, not their heart. And just wonder about their heart, which is so connected with everything that around us, is that why people are not connected with their heart forgiveness and connecting with their head forgiveness.
Yeah,
question.
It is. And, you know, society sort of leads us to you should do this and you shouldn't do that. I'm sure you'd agree with that. And because we're taught what certain morals and values are, it's more based on the head and the mind stuff and not the heart. And I love that you want to talk about the heart. And what I like to call it is our God center. It's the emotional spot near our heart. Sometimes you feel it a little bit below and more to the center from our heart area. It is the emotional connection to our own guidance system, our inner world, that's telling us what's right for you feels good or what's right for you feels bad, and you can tap in it and into it at any moment of your lifetime. So when you have that connection and forgive from the heart, it is the most miraculous feeling of freedom one could ever have. So someone could be sitting in prison right now, and maybe they're there for 10 years, or maybe they're for life. But if there's someone they need to forgive, they can do it right inside the prison, right within them, and have the most amazing feeling of freedom that they never thought they could obtain again. So I want to talk a little bit about that, about you specifically, Jay, because there's a few things that are coming up around you. You do have an ability of tapping into your own communication. Are you aware of that?
Oh, for sure. I'd say yes. Definitely, I've been practicing, and right now I'm actually doing native drums to bring out the heart energy. And yeah, I've about the forgiveness thing. I forgave my dad, and I sent Dr. Pat a story about that. And it was a great story. And we still talk. We love each other. We say blessings and love each other. So, you know, my second question I got to ask you, if I can, is can I ask another question, Dr. Pat?
Oh, absolutely, Jay.
Hey, you know, with this economy that's going on right now and things like that and the chaos that's around us, is that did we ever actually learn to actually forgive ourselves and our parents for the belief systems regarding, money, relationships, health, and things like that? I just wondered, what about forgiveness regarding that? Because it seems like our belief systems come from our parents, which we grew up with, and then they're set a stage for our future, which we get angry at, and why are we in this position? And then we don't forgive them for they did the best job that they could. So what about that?
Yeah, those are great, great questions. First of all, I don't know about your father, but my father used to tell all of us kids, money doesn't grow on trees. That was one that I still carry around with me. So it's unfortunate to find out when you grow up that money really doesn't grow on trees and that you sort of have to go out and hunt and gather it yourself and take action to make it happen. You know, there's other beliefs that many of us hold from our parents or those guardians who raised us that were not, let's say, so to speak, healthy. I can recall, I can give you some information about past clients that were told almost every day of their life, you're good for nothing. You are a good for nothing. And now think about carrying that forward, having nothing going well in your life as an adult, and recalling and hearing it in your mind, your father saying you're good for nothing, and then wanting to blame that person for the rest of your life. The problem with blaming that person and holding the grudge is that it pinches us off from our own source energy to get the stuff that is good for us to move forward, to break out of where we are and make things happen in a different way, to release from the shackles to move forward like we were meant to do in this lifetime. So, yeah, parents have a lot to do with who we are as adults, but here's the great key about that. We can go back to your first question, to forgiveness in the heart, because when I'm with my heart center and I'm about to say something or do something and I feel it in my gut, I feel it in my God center, and it feels good, I know it's going to be a great result. But if it feels off, I need to trust that I need to not speak at that moment, not take action at that moment, and just say to myself, breathe deeply, take a few moments for yourself until it feels right and in alignment for you. So we can adjust no matter what has happened to us in our past, whether it was molestation or all sorts of other horrible things that have gone on with people when they were young. We can change, literally transform our life by determining from this day forward, how would I prefer it to be? And what can I look at through my father's eyes and say that I do love? Maybe I didn't like a lot of things that he did to me, but maybe there's one thing I can think of that softens it and brings me back in alignment with my God center, and I say to myself, he's a good man, and like you said, Jay, he did the best that he knew, and he was taught what he knew from his family as well.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very interesting topic, and it's just a process, mm-hmm. and it can get very complicated, you know, the forgiveness. But what about why people think they can intentionally forgive? This goes back to the first question, is that they always think they can intentionally forgive the person. But why is it in our lifetime that we actually do it even after they passed on? But why not in the lifetime that they're in right now? Why is it so hard to even talk about the subject and always walk around it? Because that's what I see about a lot of things right now, is that we're walking around stuff, right? You know, in current terms of, you know, our relationships and money and things like, we're walking around the issue and we're not getting anywhere with it, you know? So what about the commitment and the practice, actually, of love and forgiveness to get to that point?
Yeah, you know, I have so many clients who are so sad and sorry that their loved one has passed, and not only was there not forgiveness, but they were in an angry moment before they passed. They had an argument. They didn't mean what they said. They never got to say that to the one that passed, and they're devastated. They feel like they're part of the reason they passed. They feel like there's never, ever going to be another chance that they can communicate to that person that they're sorry, that they love them, they didn't mean what they said. And I'll tell you, most often what all of us humans know deep down inside is that if we've done something or blamed someone for something, or if someone has done something to us, it's always because within us we're holding a belief that's matching it. So if someone has violated me, or let's say that I'm in a grocery store and somebody sort of cuts in front of me to get in line, and they make a big deal about it, that they were there first, and I allow them in. The fact is, I created that frustration into my life because I was holding on to something that matched that feeling. I'll give you another example. You're out in traffic, and you're driving the normal speed limit. You don't have road rage. But someone cuts in front of you and hits the front fender, and there's all sorts of blame going on. And you think to yourself, darn that person, if they were just going slower, this wouldn't have happened. And what I would be saying to myself is, what have I been holding on to thought-wise that would create the frustration that matches the feeling of the fender being bumped and me being late for work? Because it is always a reflection of what's going on within us that things are occurring outside of us. Life is a reflection of that. So when we want to forgive, it means we want to heal ourselves. And that's the greatest news of all.
Yeah,
so, Jay, I want to ask both of you, Linda and Jay. I mean, Linda, when early on with Jay, you had indicated you were picking something up. Is there a personal message for Jay? Is there something, Jay?
There is. Well, first of all, I can feel your guides very strongly around you. It's why I asked if you were aware of your abilities, and clearly you are aware of your abilities, so you don't need to be told that. But there is, it feels like a male. I know it's a male around you. I don't know what connection you had to him. He had a heart problem that he passed from, who is spending a lot of time around you. I know that he was in the military or he wore a uniform of some sort for work, one or the other. There is another male who passed from a longer-term illness, feels like cancer to me, and he's pointing to his throat area and chest area. So these two males are hanging around. As soon as I heard your voice, they showed up, and nothing but love and compassion from them. One of them is showing me a large wooded area. Sometimes what that means is they grew up or they lived near some wooded area that meant a lot to them or meant a lot to you. And as I heard your voice more, all of your guides gathered as if they are so receptive to what you're wanting and the answers that you're asking for, you get them almost immediately when you ask for them. I know you have that ability already, and I'm hoping that you're flooding it all over everybody else for them to share it. I'm sure you are.
Yeah, you know, it's actually taking me a different direction. I was actually planning a forgiveness workshop, but what's happening right now is it's going to follow this workshop I'm doing. I'm actually doing making native drums and getting people to open up their voice and open up their hearts to actually singing, because I feel that's very important, actually moving in that direction too. So that's, I have a lot of native spirits around me too, and actually buffalo spirits have been actually calling me to do this. So you're right on regarding lots of help. I do catch on. You know, wherever you can, give you messages, you know.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're
it
doing some
awesome.
Beautiful work. Yeah, I'm so glad that we got to meet. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you so much, Jay. We're going to take a short break now. Nathaniel, we are going to get to you in a second. We're taking all of your calls. It's so great to hear from Jay. Give us a call at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. I'm going to go get my drum, Jay. I don't know if you're still on the line. I'm going to go get my drum, and when we come back from break, I think that's how I'm going to bring us back. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest, Linda Dickinson, the Empowerment Psychic Medium. We'll be right back.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I want to make a couple of announcements because what Linda Dickinson is talking about is so important. Nathaniel will be right there. First of all, let me say that we have been part of an incredible initiative these past couple weeks, blown away completely by people that have stepped up and started to give. Started out with 100 healing sessions from Access Wellness Center, moved right through to Aspire Magazine's 100,000 free subscriptions to Aspire Magazine, one-year subscriptions, Aspire Magazine. Now, we'll talk about what this energy creates with Linda Dickinson, but for those of you that think I'm kidding, check it out for yourself. Go to aspiremag.net, and you'll see Linda Joy is not fooling around. There's something going on in the energy. There's something going on with the gift of giving, and there's something going on with this show tonight, my very special guest. That's why we've opened up these phone lines for you to be able to call in throughout the hour, connect with Linda Dickinson. I want to make sure that if you don't get to the show, that you know if you want to schedule a reading, especially for these holiday seasons, you can call her toll-free number at 800-206-9096, 800-206-9096. The website, inmyfuture.com, inmyfuture.com. Linda, let's take a minute. Let's go to the phones. Nathaniel's been waiting. Let's connect with him right away. Nathaniel, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, it's really a privilege to call in. Thank you very much.
It's so great to connect with you. I'm going to connect you right with Linda. What question do you have for us tonight?
Just a general question. Kind of like the holidays and the new year. I don't know if there's anything Spirit's coming through for.
Okay, Linda, there you go.
Hi, Nathaniel. A few things I'd like to talk to you about. What kind of work do you do?
I kind of been remodeling a house and stuff like that, but I play music and that kind of thing, too.
Okay. What kind of music do you play?
I kind of like jazz or something, kind of, lots of different kinds of music, anything, actually.
Okay.
Beatles or...
Oh, I love the Beatles, too, and I love jazz, too. And I can tell you, you have some great talent within you, but there is something about the vibration of the music that you listen to that really puts you on a high, on a natural high. I want you to know that natural high is actually the zone of where your guides exist and where communication is open for you at any level that you want to ask questions and to receive answers. Your guides are telling me a few things. Oftentimes, they're answering things you ask about in your dream state. So my question is, do you recall your dreams?
Sometimes I do.
Okay. If you were to, before you go off to sleep, ask a specific question of something you're wanting an answer to that you haven't been able to find on your own in your physical body, ask the question toward your guides or those you pray to, whatever you want to call those, guardian angels, guides, God, however you speak of it. Ask a specific question and ask that you receive the answer during your dream state, because if you start to practice that over a period of between probably 30 to 45 days or evenings, I should say, you'll start to recall the dream and recall the answer that they're giving you. So you have this ability, especially when you are in your sleep state, to receive information, so I want you to know that. The other thing I feel is that there is someone who comes into your life that is going to be very significant to you. I do believe that it is a male. I do know that he plays music. I don't know what kind of music, although I do know that he plays a string instrument of some sort. And there's other instruments, but the string one sounds to me like the most significant. and you will get sort of buddied up with him in a way and start to write songs and work together. And I feel so strongly that this is like a new path in your life. I know that you're wanting to do more work with your music, and it is definitely coming for you. I don't feel it happening, you know, by Christmas, but I do feel between now and the end of 2011, this significant person comes into your life, unless he already has. And it really establishes you with your music and your passion behind your music.
There was a Samoan couple. I know the Alfred plays guitar, but I don't know if that's him. I don't know.
Can you tell me his age? Do you know approximately how old he is?
Yes, his birthday is actually January 15th of 1954, I believe.
And how old are you?
I'm 1957. I'm May 1st, 1957.
Okay, it felt to me like the male that comes in around you is like 10 or 12 years older than you. So he probably has same energy of someone coming in around you, because by the law of attraction, you will attract more people like the ones that you are focused in on, as you understand. So I still feel there's someone new that comes in around you, and he is the most amazing person. And by the way, he's also a healer. I don't know what modality he uses, but he is a healer as well. He's just going to be an amazing person in your life, and he'll think you're just as amazing as he is. So it's going to be very cool for you, a very cool event for the rest. And by the way, you're going to live really long. Do you know that? Do you feel that?
I think, you know, I've worked with somebody else. I didn't know what to believe, but I'm 52, but I think I might live to 150.
You know, I'll tell you, you're going to be way over 100 years old, so if anybody can make it to 150, it's definitely going to be you. And wouldn't you agree, it's not necessarily about the actual food you're taking in. It's the belief behind the foods and the fuel that you're taking in that keeps you healthy. And more importantly, it's the thoughts that you're holding, if they feel good, and you don't have blame and guilt, and you don't have resentment, those are the things that kill us. I don't feel those things around you. I feel like I'm a happy-go-lucky, looking for things that are going to make me feel good every day in my life, and that's why you'll be here on this earth for as long as you want.
You know, I've done yoga since my mom died. It was 1177 when she passed away, and I started doing yoga in college, and I've seen a lot of my people, friends and stuff, get really old and stuff already, it seems like. And I'm still in my learning years, so I'm pretty young actually now.
Yeah, I agree with you. You are so in your learning years, and that's why when this person steps into your life, that I didn't really want to call him a mentor, because you're going to be really equals. You have things to offer him, and he has things to offer you, and it's going to be just amazing for you. So please enjoy it when he comes into your life, and I'm so glad you were able to call in.
Thank you, Nathaniel.
Really,
thank you so much.
It's been a privilege to speak with you. I'm very touched. Thank you. Have a happy holiday.
Happy
holidays to you as well. Amazing, amazing listeners, Linda. I mean, love the stories.
I love your listeners. They're caring and compassionate, and they love life, and they want the answers, and they're easygoing about it. Just amazing listeners you have, Pat.
Exactly. And, you know, when we come back from break, Linda, we're going to talk about what it means when we hang on to these feelings of hate, victimization. Right now, Linda, you know, people that I've talked with, and you know this, some people feel they've really struggled. There is such a sense of betrayal in the air. Every day there's another story. As a matter of fact, I just got off the phone with someone. I want to talk about this when we come back, because I don't know what the energy is about, what the guides are saying, if there's this universal cleansing, so to speak, that's happening, this carving away, and part of the carving away is hurtful to some people. And so, hence, how do we forgive? How do we get past it? We're taking your calls tonight, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We want to connect you with Linda Dickinson joining us here. She has an incredible gift, the power of forgiveness. She is known as the Empowerment Psychic Medium. When we come back, we're going to be talking about forgiveness, but in the meantime, check out her website, inmyfuture.com. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocoas. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now. Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit StressDetective.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to make sure you have our website. We have got lots going on. If you haven't signed up for our newsletter, please go ahead and do that. Go to www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Many of you know us as thedrpatshow.com. Either one of those and a gazillion other redirected URLs work as well. Linda Dickinson joining us here tonight. I want to make sure you know that we're going to take your calls throughout the remainder of tonight's show because it's a time for you to connect with Linda. And if you are interested in having a reading right now live on air, you can call 888-815-9756. Seth will get the call, 888-815-9756. Tonight's conversation, a topic that is so important right now, the power of forgiveness with empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson. Linda, before we get back into the topic, I would love for you to invite our listeners to connect with you for private sessions. So many of them have. But I would love for you to spend a few minutes and tell people what those sessions are like and how they can best connect with you.
Sure. Well, my private sessions are, of course, over the telephone. And people ask me, well, how do you read me over the phone? And I say, as long as I can hear your voice, I can read your vibration. It really is that simple for me. And it's the same way that I do it over the talk shows with you, Dr. Pat. Same thing. If I can hear their voice or if I can receive the information even through someone else, I can give you a session. So the sessions are based on your questions. So I put my people to work, and I tell them, come up with a list of questions that you have for me. My guides have said time and time again, if people are asking specifically in detail of things they're wanting answers to, it easily flows through me, meaning Linda Dickinson, and offers back to my client almost immediately, sometimes even before they're able to ask the question. But if someone says to me, oh, just tell me what you see in general, all I get is general information, and frankly, it's pretty boring for everybody listening. So as detailed as you can get, I talk fast, you're going to get a ton of information in 25 minutes, and of course, I have sessions throughout the day and the evening hours for people if they're working during the day.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask you a question, and I rarely do this, but I'm going to ask you a question because some interesting things have shown up for the Dr. Pat Show. A long time ago, I was told on air by one of these great psychics you referred to earlier that television was going to show up, and it was so baffling to me. I basically said, I don't really understand how that's going to happen. It's not even on my radar. And the answer was, there's nothing for you to do. It's going to show up. Well, recently it is showing up, and it feels so foreign to me, but yet it's right in my face, and I'm not really doing anything for that to happen. I want to ask you this question for a couple of reasons. One, some people say you have to set the intention. You have to be there. You know, this is what you have to do. The intention that I'm setting is reaching millions of people so we can help them. But can you tell me a little bit from what the guides are picking up for me, what's happening with this? And am I resisting it, or am I just completely ignorant like I've been about radio?
Well, ignorance is bliss, isn't it?
Yes, I love it.
And always will be. And really, it's true what you said, Dr. Pat, because what your guides are telling me very specifically, between February of 2010 and February of 2011, you will have significant impact on people through television. So within a year, year and a half time frame, there will be significant impact from you on television. Now, when I first heard your voice, when you and I first met,
yes,
I knew then that you would have television going for you, and I knew because let me just tell you a quick little story. I used to live out on the West Coast, and I lived out there for, I think, about 4.5 years. I was in Northern California, and I went to a local show. I think it was in San Francisco, and it was called People Are Talking. And when I got there, I remember the woman who was speaking on the show, and I loved her energy, and I connected with her extremely well. Anyway, as soon as I heard your energy, you matched up with her. I saw her in my mind, my third eye, and I knew that you would be doing something very similar to who and what she was. So this doesn't surprise me at all that it's coming to you. And you asked a specific question I love. Do I have to set actual intentions of exactly what I want for it to come? And I say, no way. Every time you are excited about anything, that feeling of excitement and the emotion behind it literally is pushed out to the universe, matches up with things like it, and the universe, God, brings it back to you. You never have to ask specifically. The only thing you did say in a general sense was, wanted to affect millions of people as often as I can. And that can come in many different forms. Well, here comes another form for you.
Well, I wanted to ask you that question because I get asked that question, and I've been asked that question by not only a circle of friends that I have, but other people. And my answer is, I don't know, you know, and because it's a true answer. I'm open to it. I'm intrigued by it. I think we could really help a lot of people. And someone said to me, well, what are you going to do on the show? And I said, I don't know yet. And they kind of looked at me, Linda, like I had three different heads. And it was like, how could you not know? And I was told by, you know, a tribal leader once, more to be revealed. Now, I don't know if that's just me with my head in the sand or if there's anything I'm supposed to do, but we really do have a hard time being in the not knowing, and yet I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah, I think you like that ride. And honestly, I'll tell you what your guides are saying. It's so funny what they're saying. Love your guides. They're so humorous. They're saying, slap a microphone on Dr. Pat. Sit her in a nice, comfortable chair where her feet can reach the ground, where she can look directly into a movie camera. tell her she's got an hour to talk, and they're going to bring a few guests on. She's on her own, and boom, before she knew it, that hour would be over, and people would be clapping and applauding and in praise and looking forward to seeing you again. So you don't need a whole bunch of setup to get going. You already got it, girl. And when the right situation and the right platform comes toward you, it's just going to fit. It's going to fit like a glove. That's what's going to happen for you.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about this. One of the things I wanted to ask you relative to this is regarding your own journey as well. And thank you. I'm pleased. Thanks to my guides. Thank you for sharing that, because I've never felt more at home than I do connecting with you and connecting with the listeners. And yet, if you were to look at my life, it is probably the most unlikely thing anyone would have ever said that I would be doing. Kind of like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Right. What part, though, would you imagine for me and for everyone listening, did I have to let go of, did I have to shed to be able to have, you know, something show up?
Yeah, it's mostly about expectations of others. It's mostly about expectation of, like, what Jay talked about, of society and what you should be and how you should live your life and what forms of education you should take and how you should be sort of like your parents or thrive for something with a background, with maybe a degree, I hope, because, you know, people believe not everybody is meant to go to college. I know that you did, of course, but what I'm saying is college isn't for everybody, and you have to follow the path that feels most natural. And what your guides are telling me is that you are finally on a path that feels so natural and, of course, logical to you now. If you look back, it almost feels like a past life for you, what was going on when you were younger compared to where you are now. Because when you find a path that is the least resistant path for you in your life, it just keeps getting better and better no matter what you try to do. And even if you said to me, I'm not doing television, Linda, I have no interest in it, and I'm too embarrassed to be on television, I don't want people to see me, I would still say to you, in a very short amount of time, you are going to become extremely passionate about the opportunity that arrives at your door. And I do feel it does come to you. I do not feel by any means that you go out and look for it. And I tell people often, if you're going out pounding the pavement looking for something, it sort of becomes invisible, because if I'm looking for it and can't find it, I'm vibrationally matched up to not finding it. But if instead I say, this is how I want to feel, these are the kinds of people I want to affect, I'm passionate about this, now it's on its way to you. You aren't trying to force anything, and you are not forcing anything in your life now. Finally, you're not forcing anything.
You're absolutely right. One of the things I will share really quickly is that, you know, people know me as Dr. Pat, and actually it was the listeners that actually named the show, just so you know. But for me, I didn't wake up and go to college. I barely graduated high school. I pushed a mail cart when I was 17. I worked three jobs. I cleaned fish. My undergraduate degree took 13 years at night to finish. It wasn't until the universe said to me, 25 years in this company, this is not working for you. I don't care how much money you're making. This job has got to go. That's when I went back to school. Every doubt that I ever had about whether I could complete the education, whatever it was I could do, any or all of that was a mystery to me. But let me ask you a different question, and we'll talk about this when we come back. For somebody like me, is it my fate, was it my path to go through a life where letting go, letting go, letting go, or having things stripped away is part of my journey? Or can we learn how to let things go so that the universe doesn't want to intervene? Let's talk to Linda Dickinson about that when we come back from break. We're talking about forgiving. We're taking your calls. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. An instant message coming in just hit the nail right there. How do you eliminate the not knowing and let it just be? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show on that one.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yoga Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yoga Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. If you want to get some more of what Linda Dickinson has to offer, wow, let me make sure you connect with her. 800-206-9096, 800-206-9096. Go to her website, inmyfuture.com. Lots of good information there. We're talking about the power of forgiveness. And, you know, I mentioned, Linda, earlier that there is a part of all this that is about the letting go. I've got a couple of instant messages that have come in from people. And I think we should, you know, maybe address some of this and perhaps address it in the context of your own story, in the context of resentment and fear. One of the instant messages that have come in is what I said before the break. How do you eliminate the not knowing and just let it be? How do I just let go and be and not make up stories, for example, about a job interview that I'm going on tomorrow, how far away it is, whether or not the income is enough? How do I stop the stories? How do I eliminate the not knowing and just let it be? Wow. Cool question, isn't it?
It's a great question. I love it. And the answer is you tell a new story in your head. You get rid of the old story. Story that's been based on beliefs that you were taught probably from a very young age and from those around you, and you tell it like you want it to be. You tell a new story. Abraham Hicks talks about it all the time. Tell the story the way you want it to be, not how you expect it to be or how others think it's going to be or how you are fearful it's going to be. So if I were that person, I would spend a few moments within my mind, eyes closed, envisioning that I am at my interview, having a strong, confident conversation. The people that I'm being interviewed by are appreciating what I'm offering them. They can't wait to see me for a second interview. And in fact, they're telling me that even though this job opening is available, we think there's a better fit for you and it pays more. So that would fix the income thing already for me. I would tell the story differently before I got there. Now the other thing is, if you are a confident person already, if you have a knowing about things, but you tend to get yourself, your own self in the way to get yourself out of the way is to go with the flow. And one of my favorite sayings is from Shakti Gwain. And here it is. I don't have to hang on. I can let go and I can go with the flow. Saying that and releasing it at the same time is an awesome experience. Ask your guides to be present with you when you go on the interview and ask them to provide you with the perfect words at the perfect time to attract the exact situation with this job that you're wanting. Keep it very general, put it out there, and watch how it'll go exactly how you want it to go. And I would also say to this person asking, don't be surprised if there's one or two other opportunities that are going to come on the heels of this one. So take your time in making your decision because I feel two more coming.
And, you know, one of the things, Linda, that we talk about is that, I mean, if the income isn't what you believe that you deserve, or if the income is not going to fit the needs that you have, there's a letting go that has to happen with that. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people are feeling pressured into taking jobs that they really don't want. And so, or that don't necessarily pay what they think they should be paid. And I think we need to talk about that too. I mean, there's this idea of settling, there's this idea of need, and there's this idea of letting go. I mean, if the right. job is not going to pay enough, then is it the fear that would have somebody take that kind of job? I mean, how do we sort through this, Linda?
Yeah, that's good. And you know what, Pat? So many are fearful now. They don't have a job. They need money. It's not going to pay all the bills, but it's going to pay part of them. And they say, do I take this one or do I hold out hoping something else comes? And I would say, which decision feels better in your God center, in your solar plexus, in your gut? After I've had a conversation with these people and they've offered me the job, does it feel good or bad? If it feels somewhere in between, the result's going to be somewhere in between. If it feels passionate and exciting, even though the money isn't what you want, if it feels like great emotion and you can't wait to get to that job, it's the right job. Things change when we feel good about where we are. Money changes. Other things happen. Other ways I get money. I get a check in the mail that I never, ever expected. I win something else from somewhere else. All sorts of doors open when I'm feeling good. So if it's a feel-good place, it's a feel-good choice for you. And you have to trust that nobody outside of you can read that any better than you can all by yourself, right where your solar plexus are. It is your guides communicating with you. You are never, never, never alone. Always have an answer instantly, like we all expect, this instant gratification. We actually have it within us. We just forgot it was there.
Honestly, I'm getting an instant message from this individual, and she says, thank you so much. She said, does Linda believe that there are other jobs coming soon for that? You know, is she talking about me? I know you well enough to know that you're probably picking up on this person's, she can't dial in right now, and so you're probably picking up on her energy. This individual is going on this interview tomorrow, I believe it is.
Yeah, most definitely. And the other opportunities, there is one, it feels like mid-January, and the other one is early March. And that's why I was saying, take your time in making decisions. There's more coming. And let me finish that off with one more thing. If I need money, and my belief is if I don't have money, I'm going to lose my house or I'm going to lose my car, well, that doesn't feel right. So you take enough action and say to yourself, I'm going to accept this position for now. It feels good enough. And I'm going to remind myself that life is this lifetime is temporary, and so is this job. And if something new comes up that fits me even better, and I hold myself in a good place, it has to happen that way, I'm going to accept this position, expecting more to come, either from that corporation or that company or someone new and different. And I'm open to that.
Thank you, Linda. And I think this really brings us full circle as we started to talk about forgiveness. I mean, a lot of people that are out of jobs right now believe that they are responsible for the loss of their jobs. I know when I lost my job, I felt responsible, and I was. But there are a lot of people that things are happening right now to them that really isn't of their choice. You know what I'm trying to say is...
Yeah.
You know, they're going back and they're thinking, if I would have just kept my mouth shut, if I would have just, They're beating themselves up. So let's talk about forgiveness for these folks.
Yes, stop beating yourself up. It's not any good for you. There's a few things we need to talk about. Stop renting space in your head with thoughts and chatter, mind chatter, that's going to kill you. There's no way you can find another job if you're beating yourself up for losing the job you just lost. And like you said, Pat, it doesn't matter even the reason why you no longer have that job. We can blame it on the economy. We can blame it on the president. We can blame it on our brother. We can blame it on our coworker. The fact is, look at your reality where you are. I have no job. What are you wanting? I want a job that fulfills me, excites me, thrills me, pays my bills, but gives me enough passion that I can't wait to get there tomorrow. If you believe you can have that, it can come your way. If you believe there's minimal jobs available and you're going to have to take something less than you would normally want to accept, that's what's going to come your way. So shift out of it as best you can. Envision how you would prefer it to go. Tell the story the way you want your story to go. And watch how things start to come in for you. You know, every second you hang on to a feeling of hate or blame or jealousy or any of those things, you are literally, at the moment of doing that, you're literally asking for more of it to come into your life. Because remember, thoughts are things. So breathe new life into yourself by letting go of what doesn't feel good and what is that's not actually serving you, and look at it in a different way with new expectations and allow it to flow into your life. It will. I promise you it will.
Well, I will tell you, you have just given this particular listener a new sense of freedom. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Linda. This is to you, Linda, Linda Dickinson. Thank you, thank you, thank you to you. The things that so resonated with me is the gut feeling about the job. You are truly a blessing. Linda, I will say to you, you are a blessing. What we've talked about tonight is just a snippet of the work that you do. There's so much that you do to help people. I want to thank you for joining the Dr. Pat Show and helping our listeners. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's always such a pleasure. And happy, happy holidays to all of your listeners and you as well, Dr. Pat.
I want to ask you, would you mind leaving all of us with your personal message?
You know, I would love to. LaWanna Blackwell, one of my favorites, said, "Forgiveness is almost a selfish act because of its immense benefits to the one who forgives."
What a great way to end this show. Linda Dickinson, everyone, I want to make sure that you have her toll-free number. Get ready to give her a call. Make sure you call early if you want to schedule your readings for the holidays, for New Year's, whatever it is. Please call her early. She books up really quickly. 1-800-206-9096. 1-800-206-9096. That's toll-free. Go to the website, www.inmyfuture.com, inmyfuture.com. Thanks to Jay. Thanks to Nathaniel. Thanks to Seth. Thanks for Instant Messenger. Thanks to all of you. And Linda, a special thanks to you for joining us tonight.
Oh, many blessings. Thank you, too.
All right, everyone. I want to thank everybody tuning us in and turning us on for another great show. We are here to be here with you and for you. We will keep bringing what we bring. This has been so far the most abundant holiday season on the Dr. Pat Show than we have had in 6 years. The gifts, the giveaways, all of that, we try to get it in our newsletter. Please sign up. We're not done yet. Until next time, remember how absolutely wonderful you are and that you have the power within you, as Linda Dickinson has said, to lead an absolutely abundant life. We'll see you next time right here on The Dr. Pat Show.
Somehow. just not right now.